Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week we are saluting local veterans with the Thomas Area Middle School 7th graders and their essays. And, well, we've got another fine one today. Kelly Frank joining us once again. And, Kelly, as we were talking yesterday, we've been doing these for a long, long time together, and we've learned a lot, and obviously your students have learned a lot, too, over the years.
Yes, they have, and I hope that our community learns about what our veterans have to offer.
Yeah. And who do we have here in the chair today?
We have little Evan Mochte. He's a 7th grader. And his essay, instantly, I knew, was going to be a powerhouse essay. Mm. He's writing about two local hometown heroes, and it is really awesome. Nice. Almost as awesome as he is.
Very good. Evan, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Are you going to live up to that introduction?
Yes.
Yes, you are. All right. Give us your essay today, Evan.
All right. I look to the ocean. I look to the sky. What do I see on the 4th of July? One flash of blue, one flash of red, to honor the survivors along with the dead. My smile, my laugh, in more ways than one, is how I repay those lives are done. It ends not here on this day of July. We'll honor forever, but forever we'll cry. That was once a quote from Ian Shields. Good morning, WKJC listeners. I am Evan Mochte in 7th grade, and I am from Taos Area Middle School. On Tuesday, October 24th, the whole 7th grade and I interviewed 9 brave and courageous heroes. They were all very inspiring, but not as inspiring as my two heroes, General Earl O'Loughlin and my grandfather, Neil Mochte. All you have to do is sit back, relax, and enjoy their stories. General Earl O'Loughlin was a very strong man. He was born on August 2nd, 1930 in Bay City, Michigan. He enlisted into the Air Force after he finished right here in Taos. Later that year, he graduated from a college called Bay City Junior College with the intent that he wanted to fly an airplane for the Air Force. He started off in Texas as a mechanic working on airplanes. After that, he traveled to Georgia to learn how to fly an airplane. He studied very hard and did very well on his grades, and soon he became a pilot. He was stationed in Russia at one time and went to do what he was told to do. Mr. O'Loughlin got into his airplane, flew up in the air, and went to battle for his country. As he was up in the air, he saw a bullet coming by him, but luckily it missed him by 100 feet. In his whole career, he flew 24 different airplanes for about 7,000 hours. Now that is a lot of hours. After completing many missions in Russia, he was then stationed in New England and was in charge of about 5,000 people. General O'Loughlin had a long career lasting from 1954 to 1985 for a total of 31 years. He helped 48 to 50 young men get inspired to serve our country that we live in. One of those people that he has inspired is my brother, Dylan Mochte. We are so lucky to have as brave as a man to enlist into the Air Force. Next up, we're talking about my grandfather, Neil Mochte. Mr. Mochte was born on August 24th, 1943. He was in the Army from 1967 to 1969 for a total of 2 years. Mr. Mochte was drafted into the Army after he got out of high school. Before he was drafted, he cut hair in Uptown East Taos. He left Michigan to go down to Kentucky for Fort Knox to train. After a couple of months, he was stationed in California. He was assigned to haul troops places where they needed to be. Mr. Mochte was there for 9 months. He said if he could go anywhere in the world, he would go to California, Alaska, and Germany. Well, one of those dreams came true. He was later stationed in Germany for a couple of months. He also explained, while he was stationed in Germany, that he saw a man weave through the streets until he ran through a stop sign and almost got into a car crash. My grandfather had a missile on the back of his truck, and the missile almost flew off the truck. Those sound like very scary days. While he was in Germany, he really missed his family and his home. Mr. Machte was so happy to come home to see his family. After he traveled home, he adventured across 46 of the 50 states. Now that is a lot of straits to travel to. I'm very glad that he was able to go to the army and support our country. General O'Loughlin had a lot of awards, 7 to be exact. One of them was the Air Force Commendation Medal with 4-leaf clusters. That is a very special award that only a couple of special people get. My grandfather didn't get any awards, but he did have something just as special, and that was his family. He has 4 children that are adults now and 10 amazing grandchildren, including me. Whenever I look up to the flag, I always think of the veterans that served our country. I think about all these important and brave people that served, and I say thank you. I thank all the WKJC listeners that heard this story about 2 very special veterans.
Very good, Evan. I know both of those men very well, including your grandfather, and you thank them for their service too, okay?
All right,
very nicely done today.
Thank you.
All right, we could say that about every one of these, I'm sure, Kelly.
How can you beat this, yeah. Kevin? It is awesome. Patriotism is alive and well.
I like that.
In the 7th grade.
That's right. We've got a couple more before we wrap things up and head toward Veterans Day on Saturday. And again, you can hear these interviews and the essays at our website. The podcast is at wkjac.com.